So let's review. The Gemara towards the end of the previous daf begins to explain the following part of the Mishnah. Whatever minor festivals were recorded in Megillas Tainis as days when eulogies are forbidden, it is forbidden the day before as well, but permitted on the day after. Rabbi Yossi says it's forbidden both the day before and after. Where Megillas Tainis says fasting on a certain day is forbidden, fasting the day before or after is permitted. Rabbi Yossi says it's forbidden to fast the day before, but it's permitted the day after. The Gemara goes on to cite passages from Megillas Tainis and comments on them. Ilan Yemai Deloy Lasanobahin. These are the days on which we may not fast. And on some of them, we may not eulogize as well. From Rishchaydish Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, there was a debate over the daily carbon tamid, and the Chachamim prevailed over the Tzedukim. Therefore, we may not eulogize, and of course not fast during this time. From the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, there was a debate over when Shavuah should be, and the Chachamim prevailed over the Beisusim. Therefore, we may not eulogize or fast during this time. The Gemara explains that Rish Chodesh and of course Pesach are Yom Tovim even without the reasons mentioned in the Megillas Tainis. However, in general, the day before and after Rish Chodesh or Yom Tov are Mutter Behesped V'Tainis because Rish Chodesh is a Yom Tov Min HaTorah with the Raisa Lebay Chizik. It does not need to be strengthened. However, regarding the days that are listed in Megillas Tainis, the days before and after are also Asr Behesped V'Tainis since they are only a Yom Tov Min Rabbanan. But they're very safe from Tzvichin Chizik. And rabbinic decrees need to be strengthened. Therefore, Rish Chodesh Nisan is mentioned there, lesser Yom Shalafanav, to forbid the day before. And the end of Pesach is mentioned, lesser Yom Shalachav, to forbid the day after. The Gemara asks that we are following Rabbi Yossi, that Kalakasim and Megillas Tainis Delayla Misbad Lafanav Alachav Asr, then we don't need Rish Chodesh Nisan to teach us lesser Yom Shalafanav, because Chavtes Adar is already Asr as the Yom Shalachav of Chavches Adar, which is itself a Yom Tov of Megillas Tainis. There was a gzera against Torah Mila Shabbos, which was nullified on Chav Ches Adar. There are two answers. Amar Baye, Le'nitzucha el Chodesh Mu'ber. We need Rish Chodesh Nisan lesser Yom Shalafanav when Adar is a Chodesh Malay, and Yom Shalafanav is Lamed Adar, which is not the Yom Shalachrav of Chav Ches Adar. Rav Asher Yamar, Afilatema L'Chodesh Chaser, Kol Shalachrav B'Tainis Aser B'Hesped Mutter. Generally, when the Yom Tov itself is Aser B'Tainis U'Behesped, the Yom Shalachrav is only Aser B'Tainis U'Mutter B'Hesped. Therefore, Chav Ches Adar would only make it Yom Shalachrav Chav Ches Adar Aser B'Tainis U'Mutter B'Hesped. However, V'Zeh Hoy L'Mutter B'in Shnei Yom Tovim Asu'uhu K'Yom Tov Atzmoy V'Afilah B'Hesped Nami Aser. Since Chav Ches Adar is also the Yom Shalafanav of Rish Chodesh Nisan, it is Aser B'Tainis U'Behesped. The Gemara continues to analyze the Brayos of Megillas Tainis and points out the 8th of Nisan is Aser Behesped as part of the period from Rish Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan and as part of the period from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach. The Gemara explains, De'ilu mikla milso batline l'shiva. If at the beginning of Nisan a tzara occurred that called for Tainis Tzibur and we would override the Megillas Tainis, and as Rashi explains, the Isser of the entire period becomes batal, the 8th of Nisan would remain Aser because of its also being part of the second period. The same idea would apply to Chav Ches Adar, which is a Yom Shalachrav of Chav Ches Adar. If Chav Ches Adar was overridden for some reason, Chav Ches Adar would remain Aser as the Yom Shalafanav of Rish Chodesh Nisan. The Gemara next elaborates and says that regarding Lafanav al-Achrav, there's actually a three-way machlokes. In the Mishnah, we learn that regarding those days, Deloy L'Mispah Bahim, Tanakama, which is Reb Meir, holds Lafanav Aser, La'achrav Mutter, Rabbi Yisir Melafanav La'achrav Aser, and the Gemara here introduces Rabbi Shimon Gamliel who holds Lafanav La'achrav Mutter. The Gemara cites a Mishnah regarding Megillah to possibly support Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Megillah is read in non-walled cities on Yudal, the 14th, and in walled cities on Tezvav, the 15th of Adar. Each city on its day of Purim is Aser Betainis Ubehesped, because the Pasuk in the Megillah calls it Yom Mishta V'Simcha, a day of feasting and joy. The Megillah's Tainis by stating Yom arba asr bai, b'yom chamisha asr bai, yom ei parayi inan delayla misba behind, is adding lesser eshal zeh bezeh, eshal zeh bezeh. These days are asr even in the city, which is not reading the Megillah that day. Now, there's another halacha of b'nei ha'kfar makdim liyom ha'knisa. The villagers who would read on the 14th, but have no minyan, may come into the city and read the Megillah on the preceding Monday or Thursday, which would be the 11th, 12th, or 13th of Adar. Regarding these earlier days, the Mishnah Maseches and Megillah states, Mutaren behesper betainus. Apparently, the Mishnah must be referring to the 11th, because the 12th and 13th are themselves Yom Tovim of Megillah's Tainus, and Asurin behesper betainus. The 13th is Yom Nikuner, and the 12th is Yom Terainus. Now, why is the 11th not Asur, as Yom Shlafana of the 12th, Yom Terainus? It must be that this Mishnah holds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that Lafana b'la'achar mutar. The Gemara rejects this proof. The 11th and even the 12th are mutar, because Yom Terainus Gufei Batuli Batluhu, that day itself was abolished as a minor holiday, because on that day, Nergu by Shmaya v'achay Achiv, Shmaya and his brother Achi were killed. Therefore, fasting is permitted on the 12th and certainly on the 11th. The Gemara adds, the 12th is not Asur as the Yom Shalafana of the 13th Yom Nikuner, because Hashti Ihu Gufei Batluhu, Misham Yom Nikuner Nekum Enigzer. Since Yom Terainus was abolished because of the tragedy that happened on that day, we do not prohibit fasting because it's the day before Yom Nikuner either. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah. In Geizun Tainus Alatzibur, Beresh Chadashim, B'chanako B'purim, we may not decree a fast on the community for Rish Chedesh, Chanako B'purim, V'mischilu Emav Sikin, Divring M'lil. However, if a series of fasts had already started, it's not interrupted if one of these days falls out during the set, and we fast on those days. V'kami Havah Haschala, Revacha Omar Sholish, Rabasi Omar Ba'achas. It is a machlekis whether we must be into this series with one or three fasts in order to continue and fast Beresh Chadashim, B'chanako U'B'purim. The Mishnah continues, Amr Meir, Ava Pish Amr Rabbi Gamliel Emav Sikin, Maidahaya Sheim Ashlimin. However, says Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Gamliel, who said that we do not interrupt, agrees that the fast is not completed into the evening. As Rashi explains, Sheim Ashlimin Lehisanis Kalayoim Ela Eichlin Samuch Le'erv. They eat a bit before the evening. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yehuda Amr Rav, who says, Ava Chacham Maimrim Mesanu Mashlim. Hacham disagree with Reb Meir and say that we do complete the fast even on those days. Mazut in the name of Reb Huna said, the halacha is Mis'anu U'mashlam. Hanu lach sedu tainus ketzel, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second perek of Masechta Tainus, and we'll begin the third perek, sedu tainus elu, in the next shir be'ezah Hashem.